This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's remember that a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And don't forget, our website is at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now on the telephone line, our regular contributor, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good, 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 great organization. We'll get into that here in a couple minutes, as well as the host of the Military Matters show. Want to check that out. All right. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Thank you for the promo, and as always, I'm delighted to be with you on Thursday morning.
Well, you deserve everything that I can think of good to say. How's that?
Well, I appreciate that much.
Yeah, and that's coming from the heart because I know how hard you work doing what you're doing. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty,
and justice,
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I talked about this a little bit earlier. You are a West Point graduate, and there's another West Point graduate by the name of Mike Pompeo, who had an illustrious career in the military, as well as being the former congressman from Kansas. I forget how many terms he ran. And then he became the CIA director. Then he became the Secretary of State. And it's been nothing short of phenomenal the way he's handled himself. And now we hear that is possible. On Tuesday, he told a crowd in Chicago that he's laying the groundwork for a possible 2024 presidential bid. This comes from Politico.
Yeah, Secretary Pompeo, is a couple things. In addition to being a fellow graduate of the Long Gray Line at West Point, we're both Kansas homeboys. All my formative years after my father retired from the Air Force until 12th grade, but when I went off to West Point, we're in Kansas. So that's where my roots are. But notwithstanding even those two connections, I would have to say, having watched him in his post-President 45 on the cabinet endeavors, he's a smart cookie. He is policy smart, and he is politically smart. He has played a card where it is not idolizing his former boss, President Trump, and at the same time, he's not running a counter-Trump endeavor in his things. I hesitate to call it a campaign because that's not what it's been. He's kept himself on a national scene, so I'm not surprised to see he's coming forward to do that. But that's what we need. And as I listen to the commentary and other folks who have talked about, I think being policy smart and politically smart is absolutely essential to the Republican Party or conservatives winning the presidency in 2024. And honestly, that's the key to regardless of whatever the polls say, to winning the elections this November. Be smart. I wish them the best of luck. And I'm like you, I'm not so certain what direction President 45 and Trump is going to go, but increasingly it looks like folks are open to alternatives, even those that are like myself, who are slow. But once I came over to Trump and the America First policy, I did. And I think that the best of the things that came out of President 45 were very much the Secretary of State and Pompeo and the way he played it, and he's avoided all this January 6th and all that other stuff nonsense, not because he's afraid of it, but it's just because he's been politically and policy smart. So, I'm hopeful for that. And, of course, there's a lot of time and a lot of things that will occur between now and then. And, Trump is still the Trump card, and his announcement to either run or not run is going to be the key. But eventually there's going to be folks going to come out there are Republicans that are going to put their foot forward regardless. And who those folks are, we'll see. I don't know whether it'll be some of the folks that we've seen over the last couple of elections or it'll be new faces. He's not a new face, but he's definitely a new face in terms of running for the presidency.
Well, I hope it's some new faces, some new blood that steps into this by whatever means. And by the way, I got to thinking, we were talking about it off air, I got to thinking about who his vice presidential candidate could be. And there's been a lot of speculation about Nikki Haley running for president, but Nikki Haley would be an excellent vice presidential candidate.
The conservatives and Republican Party have all a vast array of folks that would make great president or vice president.
Yep.
Nikki Haley is definitely
Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. Hold that thought. Peter's going to cut you off right there. And folks, I'll be right back with more.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships across the area. They're about to add another one on Monday. Oh, yeah. It's here. It's ready to go. Moss Nissan in Brooksville going to be open on Monday. State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway and the south side of the road. Stop by on Monday. See what's going on. I'll be there Tuesday in the afternoon, so hopefully I'll be able to see some of you there. Now, Nissan, of course, Moss Nissan, locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, 1954. Nissan and Acura side by side on Ford Avenue in Tampa. And now the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville. Grand opening coming Monday, and I'll be there next Saturday all day, and I'll be there, as I said, on Tuesday to shake some hands and kiss some babies, so to speak. So, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, the website, and don't forget, they are the home, the original home, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military veterans, first responders, active and retired, and church pastors, too, get a great deal on your new or used vehicle. Now, don't forget, they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle with free oil changes and tire rotations, something that other dealers, you just look at them and go, you want what? You want, huh? And, of course, trade-ins, clean trade-ins are still commanding a great resale price. They're down a little bit in value, but they're still up compared to what they were. Check them out. You might be able to sell your vehicle, make a little extra money, or trade it in and get more money than what you thought. So Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and I look forward to seeing you guys and gals up here in Brooksville next week. One of my old stomping grounds. I used to be on the air up there and loved it, loved it, loved it, and loved the people up there. So there you go. Okie dokie. Back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Listen, before we get started, I want you to tell us about the Republican Liberty Caucus and about military matters, the two things that you do.
Yeah, real quickly. Of course, Republican Liberty Caucus, not a charter affiliate of the Republican Party. We're the conscience of the Republican Party, and we stand for constitutional limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise, the things that people, when they elect the Republican, expect to see but don't always get. So we make sure that we have a party and governance at every level of government that is true to that. And we hold events, we endorse candidates, and we promote things at the local, state, and national level to accomplish exactly that. Military Matters, of course, is my nonpartisan language, but it has to do with my other passion, which is to honor those who serve and have served the nation in military uniform. You've been a part of that, and I enjoy going around the places quite often. You're there to cover things that are doing exactly that, honoring those that serve and have served the nation in military uniform, many of which happen to also have a lot in common with first responders, either medical first responders or law enforcement. And these are the great Americans that we need to never forget their ongoing contributions to the nation. And that's what I try to promote on Military Matters.
And we certainly appreciate that. Somebody has to do a tough job, and we're glad that you're doing it. Let's talk about Joe Biden and where he was at yesterday and what he was doing. The Democrats went out of their way to show their out-of-step movement with America when it comes to electronic vehicles and who's going to buy them. Now, it only costs $22,000 more on average to start out with a basic electric vehicle versus a basic gas-burning vehicle. I don't know if they think money grows on trees or people can just go out there and get that extra $22,000 financed, but most people can't.
Yeah, money does grow on trees, but not their trees. It's we, the poor sleps in the tax-paying world. That's where the money grows, and that's where it goes. Spending is increasing astronomically, and we're getting absolutely nothing for it. We're getting silly investments that are politically driven to make a message, to try to win over and excite the base right there. But, yeah, that display there with the General Motor vehicles and all that, and trying to portray Joe Biden as being capable of driving a vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said during the break. Remotely controlled vehicles, just like remotely controlled speeches, are tailor-made for the likes of President Joe Biden. That's the only way that he can get by day to day. And that was a sad thing. And the backdrop, of course, of all this Democrat celebration of the, hey, let's make inflation even worse than it already is for Americans, bill, act that he signed off on and they celebrated, was the crashing of the on Wall Street. So go figure. They're blind to what is absolutely evident to even the average, most dull American out there. And let's hope to God they pay the price for this stupidity.
Well, it's only going to cost something like $900 million to put in the charging stations along the interstate highways across America. Now, the way I've got this figured, and this is what I think they're going to do, they're going to put these in the rest areas and the truck scales across the country, because where else could they put them?
I think that would fall, but regardless of where they put them, given the state of the economy, which they're oblivious to, and that sounds like a pittance in federal government spending or taxpayers spending. That's huge, especially when you're better off taking that amount of money and just lighting it on fire at this stage of the game. Crazy.
They've been doing plenty of that, too. $4 trillion in revenue and taxes since through August so far.
$4 trillion. What do we have to show the average American for that expenditure?
You tell me, we'll both know.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, did you see Senator Rand Paul and little Dr. Fauci go at it yesterday?
Oh, that ongoing drama has gone on for the last couple of years. It's something I would pay money to watch, and I you can watch it for free. Yeah, that's fantastic, and I'm delighted Rand Paul, a win or lose in the Senate, the Republicans and the conservatives, there will be a comeuppance for this little elf that Rand Paul has taken on. We were talking about Mike Pompeo. Rand Paul's another guy. He's one of the few that has run repeatedly that I could get behind, but I'm increasingly thinking, no, we need Rand Paul to be a stalwart to counter the lesser senator, who happens to be the head of the Senate, and McConnell there from Kentucky. We need Rand Paul to do the work he's done, and we need to have a comeuppance, not for vengeance sake, but to make things right with the likes of Fauci the elf.
You know, I know it's way too early for anybody to celebrate victories in the election, Democrat or Republican, but if some adverse developments come along in the way of the economy or inaccuracies in polling, because it looks like the Democrats are over-polling the same areas they over-polled in 2020 and 2016 with their system that they've got, it isn't working. The voting schematic system they're using just isn't working. That it looks like the Democrats are in worse trouble than what we're hearing.
Yeah, Captain, my faith in single-source polling eroded it and went to heck in a handbasket a long time ago. I'm very careful when I pay attention to polls. If any campaign that embraces a poll, any political party, both parties that embraces a poll, that makes it suspect in my eyes right from the beginning, particularly if it's single-source polling. Don't believe it. I think that the Americans are not as flip-floppy as what they're made out to in these polling and what the Democrats are promoting out there, and from time to time the Republicans as well. I think the Senate is a 50-50 proposition, and it has been for a very long time. The House is the Republicans to win, barring extraordinary things happening over the next couple months, which I don't foresee happening. And in the end, when you try to take national polling and say this is going to drive the outcome in New York or Pennsylvania or Michigan, you're making a gross error because certainly those kinds of national issues are playing huge everywhere in the nation. But in the end, the people of all these states, they have a little bit different thinking, and the smart guys on either side, but particularly on the Republican side, that are making inroads and are starting to come ahead, despite what the Democrats are saying, are the ones that recognize that and know that and are policy smart as well as politically smart.
Well, we're going to run out of time, but real quick, Florida Democrats are hanging their political hats on the issue of abortion in hopes that voters who mostly agree that the medical procedure should be kept legal will condemn all Republicans at the ballot box. Ain't going to happen. Sorry. Go back home there, Democrats.
Not most places in the nation, and certainly not in the state of Florida.
Nope.
Hats off for the shipping of busing of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard on the part of Ron DeSantis. He's not competing with Governor Abbott, but boy, he's keeping pace, isn't he?
Yes, sir. We will talk to you, let's see here, next Tuesday. So have a great day.
All right. See you then, Captain. Have
all
a great
right.
day yourself.
That's Retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We appreciate him on the program twice a week. And I'll be back with Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As negotiations between the railroads and labor unions approached a Friday deadline, passenger rail provider Amtrak said it would suspend all long-distance train service starting Thursday to avoid disruptions caused by a potential strike by freight workers. The White House this week.
A shutdown would have a tremendous impact on our supply chains, as you all know. It's going to have a ripple effects into our overall economy.
Joe Schwederman on Now This is a board member of the Midwest High Speed Rail Association.
You throw in a rail strike and tens of thousands of containers can't get to where they want to go.
Indian Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping will come face-to-face on Friday for the first time since deadly border clashes in 2020 strained ties between the Asian countries. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a meeting that will also include Russian President Vladimir Putin. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alright, everybody. We are about to get into our segment with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, of course, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, the website, NAA.edu. Call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of either Clearwater, Florida or Concord, Mass. And good morning, Mr. Bo.
Good morning.
How is everything going?
Everything's going really well right now. You know, National Aviation Academy at our Clearwater, Florida campus, we're currently getting ready for, you know, one of our career fairs. You know, it's going on today. So, you know, we got a lot of employers that are in town trying to get some mechanics, going to try to get some technicians to come work. I mean, obviously everybody knows, the aviation industry is like every other industry right now. You know, they're in need of employees. So hopefully we have a good career fair today.
And when is that going to be?
That is going on today.
Oh, today. Okay. Today. All right. All right, so if you want to find out more, go over there today at, Olmerton?
Yeah, for our active students and our alumni, the career fair is open to active students and alumni, and, the employers are going to be on site, so it's going to be a good time. You know, we're going to get some people out there, you know, that are certificated, get them out there, get them working, to ease some of the stress for the flying public out there, hopefully, over time.
Now, I've got a question for you. This is just something that popped up in the newspaper the other day. There was an F-16 crash, and I don't know where it happened. I didn't really pay attention, but the name of the officer who died was First Lieutenant David Schmitz. And apparently, according to his wife and her attorneys, apparently he was in a counterfeit ejection seat that failed. How is that even possible?
That particular incident, I'm not familiar with.
But, I mean, does that happen?
But, you know, all parts that go on all aircraft, you know, be it public-owned aircraft, so public-owned aircraft or aircraft like the military has. And then you have, you know, private aircraft. Obviously, those are commercial airliners, people's private airplanes. But public airplanes, public-owned airplanes and private-owned aircraft, you know, all parts that go on those aircraft are certificated. They all come with paperwork, you know, stating where they were made. You know, it's all traceable back to the original source that part came from. You know, that paperwork is key to make sure that you install the correct part on the correct airplane based off of serial numbers, part numbers, and all these things. So, you know, a counterfeit ejection seat, is it possible that somebody, you know, installed the wrong ejection seat? Maybe a part was got into the supply system from a vendor that was forging documents. You know, it is possible that that happened. You know, again, where did they get the ejection seat from? I mean, obviously they're going to be able to trace that completely back to where it originated from. So they'll come to a solution and they'll figure out exactly what happened there. Was it a actual seat? Maybe just the wrong model number? Was there a mechanical problem with the seat, or was it truly somebody, you know, falsified some paperwork that caused that seat to get back in the supply chain? But, and, you know, it's all traceable. They're going to figure that out. It's something that, you know, you can't hide from, you know, once you get all the information put together.
And if you want to call, if you have any questions for Bo, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. The only question that's dumb is the one you don't ask, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have people that sometimes will email me, which I think I got a message coming in here now. I got somebody typing something. All right, now, the Space Force, very adept company, mm-hmm. Corporation, business, agency, military agency. And, of course, you probably are doing a little work with them, because this story says Space Force officials hope to maximize recruiting of new Guardians by granting more waivers for enlistment standards to individuals with high-demand skills. Now, they talk about aviation maintenance technicians.
Sure. Yeah, so the military, just like, you know, private business in the United States, you know, they're struggling to recruit talented individuals and retain talented individuals. And let's be honest, you know, technology out there today, you know, individual that has good skills in certain technological areas, you know, the military needs to go after those people. You know, when you start talking about, you know, the Space Force and things like that, you know, there's a lot of skill sets, you know, information technology integration systems, things like that. You know, that's a particular skill set that a lot of people have. You know, so they're going to target those individuals. I know that over the years, you know, specialized surgeons, the military is always going after specialized people. You know, the Marine Corps band, you know, they would go after somebody with a particular skill set on an instrument over years. So it's not unusual. It's just becoming more prevalent now because the military is like every other business. You know, they're struggling to recruit and retain the talent that they're looking for because the, you know, job demand's huge out there. Employment opportunities are huge.
Okay, I do have a question here. It's about the Ukraine. Are they hiring any people to go over to the Ukraine to work on aircraft?
Right now, I am not familiar with any companies that are actually doing that. That's not to say that there are not companies that are supporting that operation over there. I'm just not familiar with any at this moment. Again, you know, there are a lot of companies, there are a lot of U.S.-based companies, there are a lot of companies based around the world that may be supporting that operation that's going on over in Ukraine. I'm just not familiar with any off the top of my head.
Okay. And, of course, every time you look at something around the world, you have to look at one set of eyes behind your head to see if Russia's right behind you or China's right behind you. There used to be, and I think there still is, they were trying to steal our secrets all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they're still trying to do that, right?
I think everybody's trying to get access to everyone's information around the world, you know. So I think it goes both ways. But you know, China has become a huge economic boom, and really, if you listen to what's going on over the years, you know, it's because they stole technology, you know, that was developed here in the U.S. or other places around the world, and they, you know, they transformed that technology into their own use.
So we have a new straddle tanker. Is that right? A new fueling tanker?
Yeah, it's been in the works for a long time. So, you know, hopefully they finally got it. They got it out there, and they got the, you know, the refueler, the latest greatest refueler out there. It's, you know, they've been talking about replacing the KC-135 forever and a day. So, you know, maybe they finally have it all done. They got the aircraft in production. They're getting them delivered.
Well, they had one the other day. Had to make an emergency landing in Tokyo. So that's not keeping up with the label very good.
You know, there are things that happen on aircraft. I mean, it's just you know, the unfortunate part of an aircraft, you know, your car, you can pull over to the side of the road. Your aircraft, you got to make sure it stays in the air and you get to a safe place to land.
Now, we have, and I'm not sure how you go about doing this, but you have a lot of aircraft. I've seen them in St. Pete at the airport.
Sure.
You probably have, what, 8 or 9?
Yeah, we would probably have, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of almost a dozen different airframes and aircraft sitting over there at our St. Pete Clearwater hangar.
And they're smaller aircraft. They're not like a big jumbo jet or something like that.
Obviously, because of our footprint of National Aviation, our facility that we have at that airport, and because of the things that we've been required to train on over the years, you know, we have smaller aircraft. You know, aviation is a very expensive business, regardless what part of it you're in. So, you know, you have to make sure you get the right equipment to do what you need to do. And at National Aviation Academy, over the years, we have a combination of general aviation type aircraft, from piston aircraft all the way up to turbine engine Learjets. So, you know, we have different variations of aircraft that we use for different training aspects that we do there at the institution.
Now, the price of gasoline and oil and whatnot is pretty expensive. But we'll get to that when we come back here, because we've got to take a break. I hear the music. Bo hears it too. So we're going to lock that down, and I will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how oil and gasoline fits into everything. How's that? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, what's on my mind is to tell you who's sponsoring the final segment here today. It happens to be Dominic's Blinds and Decor. That's what they do. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And for you folks listening to me around the country, if you need some blinds or some shades or some shutters or some parts or some pieces, all you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and they'd be more than happy to talk to you and help you out. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. That's the number to call to set up an appointment for service or ask any questions, 941-922-2345. Okay, back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Hey, Bo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You know, we were talking during the break about gasoline. Now, jet fuel ain't cheap.
No, absolutely not.
And when you work on your planes, you've obviously got to fire them up and run them a little bit and all that stuff and test the engines and all that. Is that adding dramatically to the cost of things? I mean, that's my question.
Sure, you know, for National Aviation Academy, you know, we don't buy huge amounts of fuel, you know, between 100 low lead and jet fuel. You know, we only buy a couple hundred gallons at a shot. So we don't use a lot. But the bottom line is, you know, petroleum, you know, the price of oil, petroleum, you know, to manufacture almost anything in the United States, you know, there's a certain degree of petroleum products that go into that manufacturing process. So, you know, the price of that affects everything. People don't realize, you know, the reason why your tires for your car are cost so much more now, you know, it's because of the price of oil, price of petroleum products. It's one of those things that people don't think about. You know, they only think about it, you know, for me, I drive a Ford F-150. You know, it's much easier for me to fill it up when I get to a half a tank. I mean, you know, the pain at the pump is more manageable, even though it costs me the same amount over the long run. You know, I'm not seeing $100 on the pump, right? I'm only seeing, you know, $40-$50 on the pump. So it's, you know, it eases the pain for me a little bit. But people really don't think about the cost of oil, you know, the price of petroleum products, you know, and the everyday things that they utilize. And that's one of the key factors in my opinion that's driving the cost of everyday life for all of us.
And I know in my particular case, I've got a 12-gallon tank, so yeah. It doesn't hurt that much when I get fuel. But still, you know, I mean, my God, it's still $1.50, $1.75 more than what it was when before this bird got elected. That's sitting in the White House.
You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, hey, I greatly appreciate $2 a gallon in gas.
I'd love to see that again.
You know, it's you know, it's fantastic. But hey, this happened the last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, elections have consequences, and
yeah.
You know, here we are.
But wait till you hear this one. Joe Biden right now is looking to buy oil to put back into reserve. Mm-hmm. At $80 a barrel.
Yeah, absolutely.
When just before Donald Trump left office, the Democrats blocked him mm-hmm. from buying it at $24 a barrel.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's a good idea when the Democrats think of it. You know,
isn't that amazing?
It's priorities. You know, a lot of people don't live in the real world, in reality, and my reality is very different than the people in D.C.'s, obviously, you know, which I think, you know, every American, majority of Americans realize that, you know, our reality is much different than the pieces, than those individuals up in D.C. that are telling us how we should live our lives. But, you know, everybody has an opportunity. That's what makes America the greatest place on the planet. And there's a reason why everybody on the planet wants to come to America, you know, because we did build a better system, and we should not change that system to appease any of those people coming here. They came here for that freedom. They came here for that opportunity, and we should uphold that freedom and opportunity and you know, do what it takes to make sure we can maintain the quality of life that this country has afforded to every individual that's willing to come here and work hard.
Now, of course, the Democrats just passed that inflation bill, which was supposed to help everybody out, even you and your school.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
Nothing's gotten any cheaper for us. Nothing's gotten any cheaper for any of the individuals.
Because inflation right now, after mm-hmm. that bill got passed,
yeah, it went up.
It's at a 40-year high.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
You know, you can't just give money away and not expect prices to get increased. You know, it just doesn't work that way. You know, it's one thing we all learned in school. And, you know, for our students, you know, school isn't cheap. School isn't free. And you know, it takes money. It takes time. It takes effort. You know, opportunity simply isn't free. It has to be paid for in some form or fashion, and our students are struggling, just like, you know, staff and everybody across the country. You know, we're all feeling the same pain. You know, we have to do something better. We have to understand that, you know, everybody's got to do their part, you know, this fall, so hopefully we can get back on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think you need to worry about a foreign agent working over there for you, but then again, you never know. But we had this Russian
mm-hmm.
who got caught up in the Steele dossier thing, and they were using him as a paid informant.
Sure.
Even though they knew that he was the bad guy doing the thing on the other end.
You know, politics, it's, I don't even know where to begin with it. You know, it's one of those things, you know, fortunately, you know, for National Aviation Academy, we stick to what we do best. And we try to stay out of the difference of opinion about different things. And, you know, we're just here to try to produce, you know, good mechanics, you know, give everybody an opportunity, whoever you are, you know, to have an opportunity to get a good paying career, have a good, you know, life that, you know, this country was founded on.
But you do wear American flags in your uniforms. I've seen them.
Yes, yeah. You know,
so, see, you're making veterans, a statement there.
Our veterans have the American flag on their uniform. You know, we got different patches that they can put on there. You know,
I think I saw one that said veteran on it.
Yeah. Some of them say veterans. We do have veteran patches for all the veterans. You know, so, you know, me, I do have a couple shirts, you know, with the NAA logo that have the flag on it. You know, again, a lot of us over there, you know, a lot of us are veterans, and what you really see at National Aviation Academy, it doesn't matter if you're a veteran, you're a high school student, what you see is people searching opportunity that this country provides.
So we got about 45, 50 seconds here. If you're a veteran, tell the veterans how they would benefit by coming over there to check out National Aviation.
Sure, absolutely. Right now, you know, any veteran separating from the military, you know, if you work in the aviation maintenance field or you do not, you know, the aviation industry in a whole is in demand just like everybody else. You know, do your research, call National Aviation Academy, see what we have to offer, see if we're a right fit for you, you know, compare us to some of the other schools out there, and set your yourself up if you're looking for a good career. You know, the camaraderie in the aviation industry is similar to what it was in the military, in my opinion. You know, we all know each other, we all work good together, and you know, it's stressful, you know, but there's a purpose behind it. And if you're searching you know, a career field to where you can have a purpose and make an impact and feel like you're doing something, you know, look into the aviation maintenance industry. You know, look into the aviation field. You know, it will give you a purpose. If you're searching for a purpose, you don't know exactly what to do once you left the military. You know, do the research. Give us a call. You know, ask for me. I'll always talk to anyone that calls up to have some information. And ultimately, I just want people to be able to have the best opportunity they can to make the best choices that they can, and, you know, do what they think's in the best interest of themselves.
And I've got to get Cynthia's cousin's name, because he's graduating, or he hasn't graduated yet, but he's going to graduate, and he's doing very well in the classes over there.
Yeah, you know, currently right now we got a good student population.
Former Marine. You know, I know that doesn't ring any bells, but former active duty Marine, and he's over there learning a trade, and he was in the service, and he could work with his hands. He liked doing all that sort of stuff, and he really likes what he's learning now. He really likes National Aviation Academy.
So that's nice to hear. You know, I'm glad, mm-hmm. glad we're giving people an opportunity to do something that they've always dreamed of doing, and,
yep.
and giving them an opportunity to get out there in a good industry.
All right, Bo, we will see you in a couple of weeks. You take care, and folks, I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch, 2 a.m., live in Levy color. And don't forget, this program's all about America, all about the U.S. of A. We support America. God bless America. Have a great day. And I'll see y'all down the line. Toodaloo.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.